Warning, the podcast you're about to listen to contains a lot of swearing.
Second episode of Oral D, the podcast where the wine is cheap and the women are non-existent.
Oh, sorry.
To my left.
So good.
Fuck. So we go around the table and introduce ourselves again.
Hi, my name is Anthony. Well, I go by Tony now after the operation.
Dude, I'm the butter, and this is World Slim.
Actually, if we want to explain something, our friend Joelle, who joined us on the last...
ritually sacrificed him to the dark gods to pay our electrical bills. Mm-hmm. Joining us now is...
Oh, and I am the butter, and this is World Slip.
With us, as always, is Greg.
Thank you.
The handsome one.
The handsome one.
Thank you. I don't like to toot my own horn, so it's good that you guys do it for me.
Any day.
Wow, that's not what she said.
And I'm Mo. And yeah, that's it.
I'm still a douche.
I guess, yeah.
Callback. Our first callback. That's so exciting.
He is that.
Yeah.
Good times.
Well, that's funny because one of the things that we wanted to do actually was make fun of how bad our first podcast was.
Yeah, it was.
So we're just going to have that playing in the background today,
But it ruins
podcast.
The waveforms.
Right.
So makes Optimus Prime sad.
This time, because we're not recording on
We're
computer.
Recording on actual equipment today.
Yeah.
I don't understand
professional.
Any of this.
We're doing professional equipment.
Is this the thing that I talk into? Is it working?
No, that's why it's fuck.
Though people do have a tendency to talk in that.
All right, so if you listen to the first podcast... we ranted about the Avengers movie that had come out a month beforehand when we had released the actual podcast. Now this time we're going to do something a little bit different. We're talking about The Dark Knight Rises.
Which only came out two weeks ago.
Yeah.
We're getting more topical,
folks.
Has
it only been 2 weeks? Closer.
I think it's been like 3 weeks.
More
when did
that.
It fucking come
July
out?
July 18th. Right?
When are we recording this? What day is today?
This
is August something.
Yeah, something.
Well,
August.
Look, the day is not,
August.
Day is not.
It's
going to get published a different day
than
we recorded.
It's turd ass in sun's height.
Yes.
Of sun's height.
And we're coming to you live from this.
What is this? Let's
talk about where
we're
recording from.
That we're coming to you live, by which I mean recorded, from an abandoned apartment below one of our friend's house.
Yes.
It's fucking bizarre in here, man.
Should we get the love letter? Yeah, we.
Oh, God. What? All right,
so the guy that used to live here, he left a whole bunch of shit here, and it's a glimpse into a psychosis that maybe we really shouldn't have treaded upon.
There was a refrigerator filled with hats.
Yep.
Well, to be fair, it is really hot down here.
Yeah.
And as sweat beads drip down my skull, I could only wish for a refrigerated hat.
So it's hot, right?
Yeah. So anyway, this is actually now an official pirate podcast.
And by the way, as someone who loves this place, I should have became a pirate years ago. I'm ready to stab out my own eyeball.
Right. Yeah, we've been looting the place. A lot of good stuff, actually.
Yeah, cheers.
Oh,
this
I've
fucking
got
weirdo
some
had a lot
quality
of stuff.
Headphones, a couple of mugs.
The very important... Unlist
yes.
bubble wrap.
Bubble, yes.
So much bubble wrap.
Yeah,
we got some margaritas. We got some actual liquor this time, not just stuff I found in the back of the...
4 year old beer that I'm drinking
right.
the shit out of.
Right,
of course.
I'll be right back, people. I'm going to get some 4 year old beer.
Yeah, you get me one?
It tastes like George Bush.
Ooh.
Wait.
Obama beer.
Like, tastes like George Bush, like you actually have licked George Bush, or like it tastes like. The
nostalgia.
Fact that George Bush is a dickhead and
Yeah, it's like this George light.
Why are you fresh all the beer out of the fridge?
We're gonna have them.
Yeah,
we're
exactly.
Have
why would we not drink
to
the
finish
beer?
These off before we start getting into the margaritas?
It's colder there's in the beer. Fridge. It's hot out here.
That's why you're going to drink
I
it
like
the immediately.
Comes with a Samuel Adams, by the way.
Landshark.
Yeah, exactly. Just in case. Just in case you didn't like Landshark that you bought.
Landshark. Candy grits.
Drink that shit.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, I like when people tell me to drink beer.
All right.
That's actually what I look for in life.
Now we'll be funny.
Hey. Oh, can we do this? Can we do this on mic? Can we get this happening?
Hell yeah.
Serious. We don't condone drinking.
I finished my beer. I'm on the margaritas.
Well, you have the helmet on.
Jesus Christ. I'm wearing the helmet. I just hit my head on the chandelier. I'm wearing the neighbor's helmet here. We just happened to find it. Yeah. I don't know.
Right away, I gotta take a piss.
May have been a nom vet.
No,
sure.
I would have done the same thing.
I probably should be wearing it. Probably cursed or something.
I don't put
it. Right. No, I need this.
I'm sorry.
Thanks.
No, use your teeth like a real man. That's what I'm talking about.
No.
We'll get some wooden teeth. Some eye patches.
That's not bad. That's all
nice
I want.
Light.
Sit down. By the way, you can't see this at home, but I'm watching something wonderfully phallic drip deep into Mo's mouth.
It won't stop foaming.
That's also what she said.
Alright, so what we're talking about today is The Dark Knight Rises. Now, the funny thing about this is, last time we did a podcast, everyone there had seen the same movie, had watched it maybe more than once. Me. This time, three of the people on the podcast today have seen this movie. I've not seen Dark Knight Rises. I'm gonna tell you this right now. I don't really want to see Dark Knight Rises. It's a third of a trilogy. I'm not excited. So I was hoping that my friends here would find some way of getting me and anyone else who hasn't seen this fucking movie excited about maybe going to see it. So, what do you guys think? Is that possible?
I thought the movie was both exciting and action-packed, with significant pacing problems that made it boring as shit in a few points. Yes.
I think I may be the only person in the entire universe who actually, problems aside, I actually had even more problems than the problems listed there. I did not care for the movie. I thought I was going to enjoy it. I assumed I was going to enjoy it. I'm a big Christopher Nolan fan. But I found that it did not really work for me. And I seem to be the only person on Earth that seems to hold that opinion. So I'm going to try to persuade my friend here to continue believing what he already believes.
Cheers. And just so everyone knows,
that I'm unexcited for the movie.
Middle of the road between you guys, I did very much enjoy a lot of certain scenes, you know, action packed and all the nine yards, but to the point made to by the Tony to the right, I very much felt that there were parts that dragged on, there were parts that didn't make sense, and candidly, every time Bane talked, I shuddered a little. He really just sounded like an angry 8th grade science teacher.
Punishment much be more severe.
did not work.
Mr. Wayne, we will keep you after school for the next 3 weeks.
Come on, man.
Yes. I thought it was, like you said, clunky, poorly paced, didn't really get the motivations of the characters too much. Bane's scheme, I thought was very kind of half-assed. It's just kind of all over the place. They tried to squeeze too much, and I was surprised by the fact that it seemed to, it made a lot of the same mistakes that Nolan has been very good about avoiding. Especially when you look at The Dark Knight. The Dark Knight is just such a solid fucking... Yeah.
It's good beer.
Yeah.
No, I'm totally paying attention to everything you've been saying.
Well, that's good, because
I forgot what I was saying. What was I saying?
I don't know. You want to hold off on yours, because we can get the people who are going
to
be...
Yeah, I want you to talk it up.
I was actually pleasantly surprised by this movie. I thought that Anne Hathaway was a piss-poor choice for Catwoman. I thought Tom Hardy was a piss-poor choice for Bane.
Absolutely.
I thought this movie was going to be all about callbacks to The Dark Knight because it was hugely popular. And I was pleasantly surprised. Anne Hathaway was amazing. Tom Hardy was acceptable. And most of the callbacks were to Batman Begins instead of The Dark Knight. That said, this movie had significant problems. There are things that dragged on. And I'm sure my compatriots will tell you about that.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I can say, like, right off the get-go, there was one really wonderful part about The Dark Knight, which is that they start by building up the Joker. You know, they're robbing the bank, and the bank robbers are saying, is it true that he's as smart as everyone says he is? Is it true that he wears war paint? And that gives you that little sense of what his strength is and what type of, oh, and I'm sorry, I'm getting interrupted here, but very politely.
If I may, they did do that for Bane, not to the same extent. They're like, the masked man, the mercenary. Yeah. It's like, well, what's your plan? To get captured? Of course! I'm going forward with my plan exactly as I intended.
But I feel like they never talk up his strength. You know, when they, at the beginning they talk about his intelligence, you know right away that that's going to be a blow for blow at an intellectual level.
You know, Bane was advertised as a physical and intellectual equal and adversary to Batman. Physical, yes. But I'm failing to see how he outsmarted him, especially since the Joker kind of already represented that battle in The Dark Knight, and he did it flawlessly, frankly.
Yeah, and he won. Really, intellectually, he won. The way Batman won was he burned the forest
down. He cheated.
Yeah, that's exactly it. It was like, well, listen, I'm going to beat you. I'm the fucking Batman.
So I failed. In what capacity did Bane intellectually challenge Batman?
He outsmarted the police. He outsmarted the stockbrokers. Mm. He never outsmarted Batman. He physically beat him. He never intellectually humiliated him the way he was supposed to have.
He did kind of with Catwoman leading Batman right to Bane, right? But that's only a kind of, right? That's a bit of a reach. And candidly,
well, that was Bane using, you know, Catwoman's feminine wiles. That really wasn't, you know, Bane outsmarting him.
Yeah, exactly. And
well, being resourceful is part of being intelligent. If you've got this resource, Catwoman, Batman seemed to trust her to the extent that they'd be willing to fight side by side, then he got one over him in that sense. But only, again, kinda.
Yeah.
You know what? Also, if I may.
Well, I don't think you can, really.
thank you. But one thing, you say that he's an intellectual and physical peer to Batman, but the problem is, you wouldn't really... We know that because we, you know the comics and the backstory and the video games and the animated series and the whole nine yards. We're aware of the Bane character. But if you came into that with absolutely fresh eyes, you wouldn't really get that sense until the scene where Alfred says, look at his ferocity, look at his brutality, and there's nothing really special about it other than the fact that he's strong. And you still sort of feel like, well, maybe Batman can take it. Sure, he's wobbling on his leg and he needs some sort of mechanical knee brace that was never referenced again in the movie, but you still sort of like, he's kind of Batman.
That's true, yeah. They never followed through on that.
Yeah, they're just kind of
gun.
It's an issue, and then it's not.
Yeah,
and
when you see it, you're like, oh yeah, he's gonna fucking kick people to death.
Yeah, exactly.
Just kick some faces in,
and then he never kicked anyone.
Bane's plans were really kind of all over the fucking place. Like, what were the odds that he was just gonna be able to round up every cop in Gotham and trap them underground? Oh. Like that was, I mean, if that was his plan, like that was, first of all, that was a long shot.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. How many cops there are in Gotham?
Yeah. Excellent. And also, like, he, you know, if his goal was to destroy Gotham by just letting the bomb just kind of decay into blowing them up.
Exploding. Can
somebody explain that to me? Because I'm lost on that one.
Okay. The League of Shadows... original intent was to destroy Gotham because it's a cesspool of human misery and shit, fuck, whatever, evil.
It's a bad
so
place.
Giving
it's
power
really like
to
it.
The people, as he claimed to, was like, look at this. Gotham is a shithole. They deserve to rot in their own excrement and radioactive blasts.
Well, they were already doing that, though. Like, why go out of your way to blow up a city that you hate so much? And first of all, there's plenty of other cities on the planet. Why don't you just go the fuck elsewhere? Like, people are so insistent. Like, Ra's al Ghul...
Because DC Universe. Different right. cities, different world.
What I'm saying is, they don't live...
You can go to Central City.
They don't live there.
You can go to Metropolis.
They don't live in Gotham. So why is it so important that... And if it really is just a shithole, why not just let it collapse upon itself?
Because the...
Because the Batman... holds it back up.
Okay.
The Batman.
Okay.
He did. That's something they addressed at the beginning. 8 years of no organized crime because the Dent Act.
Right.
And Batman.
So if there was no organized crime and, like, crime had gone down in the city, then why was it still important for the League of Shadows to destroy Gotham?
Because Bane wants to fulfill Ra's al Ghul's destiny.
Well, not really Bane, right?
You're not really convinced me to see this fucking movie.
I'm not sold either, frankly. I already saw that
damn.
Shit.
Well, but I thought there were a few things that could have been explained better. On a second viewing, I did see it twice.
Uh-huh.
I caught things, and I put them together myself, that should have been explained to the audience that I didn't need to work for in, a comic book movie. But it did make more sense than it appeared.
Like, you never really see, like, supposedly Gotham falls into chaos in the second half of the film. But you never really get that vibe.
You never see the chaos. Yeah, the streets are just empty
wherever
it goes. Everyone just sort of
hung
out.
And of course it's empty. It's fucking winter.
Yeah, that's...
No, that was a pacing problem. They have, like, 30 seconds of them throwing rich people out of their homes, of them smashing and looting, and then it's over before it really feels like this is the way the city's going. Some things dragged on, some things were just...
That's another thing, too, if I may.
And you may. See?
May
that.
You
don't you feel that?
Put your shirt back buttoned?
No. I feel like the whole club...
good.
I can't believe I felt that. I was wearing a helmet. There we go. Sorry.
I was wearing
Morris,
protection. How did I feel that?
Morris just plucked my chest hair.
And I'm
very
impressed.
He's a naughty
go
boy.
On, no, it's going to pluck you back.
And now Butterslip or whatever the fuck his name is.
The butter has his shirt off,
now
and he's showing us
he's
his sweater.
His shirt off. You know, I at least waited an hour before I started taking my shirt off.
Well,
the last
listen,
one.
I just party a little harder than
okay.
you.
Okay,
shit,
like,
bitch.
Mr.
There we go, and here comes the last one.
There
you
we go.
Do it. Come on,
come
on, come
on,
fucker.
Where the fuck are you?
You take your shirt off now.
Oh, damn!
I'm twirling my shirt.
Now they're having a t-shirt fight or something.
Apparently.
Greg's twirling his t-shirt, wiggling his hips in his chair.
This is the
worst. While Wyatt is proceeding to beat him with his shirt wrapped around his
This is the
his
worst
fist.
Mardi Gras ever.
But
what
where
is going
are the
on
beads?
Here?
Where are the beads? But no.
Man, my
yes.
voice sounds
so,
horrible on this recording.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm kind of far away. And you sound better because you're talking more.
Yeah, but go on.
If I may.
The class warfare angle, I found disappointingly underrepresented in the movie. There are a couple of allusions to the whole class warfare thing because, you know, Wayne loses his money, and there's the action scene at the exchange, and then you see a couple of the Gotham's one percenters being tried by the criminals who have taken Gotham over.
Oh, that's done by Scarecrow, right?
That's right, yeah. Scarecrow is
one
Scarecrow's
cameo.
Home.
Which was a wonderful reveal.
Yeah,
it's, I love how they keep bringing
shouldn't say cameo.
Cillian Murphy back.
Yeah,
for
awesome
the
actor.
Yeah. Like, that's how the Batman movies, in my opinion, actually should have been done. Like, stop killing the bad guys, keep bringing them back,
he was
working with the other guys,
yeah.
Except it's not Adam West and Burt Ward.
He was the perfect one to continue
bringing
back,
I feel
back
like
too.
They didn't really follow through on that theme, and maybe that was just something I was personally interested in, especially because of the timeliness of the issue. It's not necessarily important to the quality of the film, but seeing as how they allude to it and they kind of tease to that theme, I really wish it was kind of explored further. It just seems like kind of a background detail. It's not exploited to its fullest potential. And it really could be, because there's a lot of potential there, because Bruce Wayne is a fucking one percenter.
Mm-hmm. That's
you know,
true.
Gotham
that's
is in
true.
Chaos. Everybody's struggling. So it's definitely a theme that you could really take advantage of in the story.
I kind of wish that, because, you know, originally they were going to do videos of the Occupy Wall Street movement while they were taping
that.
And as someone who saw that movement quite constantly on a day-to-day basis, that would have been perfect, because you would have had there's two sort of sides of that movement. You had the one side that's just sort of saying, you know, forgive my student loans, things should be free. They were sort of on the Broadway side. The Church Street side. You go over to the Broadway side, and you had people saying we need the end of complex derivative markets, and that really complex. If you just managed a way to sweep all of that widespread thought of just pure sort of anger at the system, I think it would have really perfectly represented what the movie's theme is. And while we're at that point, there is a scene where obviously Bane breaks in to the stock exchange and takes
and it's a
take?
Cool
like
scene, by the way. For how much I dislike the film, it's a cool scene.
Oh, and I agree. And actually, it's really great. It's shot on Wall Street.
You can see the Broad Street Station.
Yeah, it's really, really well done. They had some really good angles.
They did
it really
not even pretend
that
Gotham wasn't Manhattan.
Yeah.
Actually, that's another problem that I have with the movie, too. Even though
Chicago is fucking Dark Knight.
Yeah, maybe it's because we live in the New York area. And most of us are in and out of New York City all the time. Mm-hmm. That we're very familiar with New York. But there was something very kind of exotic about the way Chicago was used in The Dark Knight. It just really, it felt like like Gotham instead of Chicago. Yeah. I mean, you could feel that it was Chicago, but it was not distractingly so. And this movie, like, especially because it was shot in, you know, parts in Newark, and a lot in New York, it's like, I guess I felt it very familiar, and it kind of took me out of the experience.
And it was also, yeah, it's a shame to see that such a clear representation of a city, too. You know, they have the overhead shot of the downtown financial district, and the bridges blowing up and all that, and it's kind of a shame. But the real thing that I always had a problem with, and this is what I was trying to allude to earlier, Bane breaks in, and I guess he takes, like, an iPad that the trader had, or something that he was using to trade on, and attaches his device and starts uploading a virus, and then the next day you read in the paper that Bruce Lane lost all his money. Yeah. No one, like the SEC, or no one said, like, maybe we should just not count the trades that day. Clearly some shit was tampered with. They were all just like, no, he's done.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, in the long term, we might be able to prove fraud. But honestly, what do you mean, they should have reacted
right now. I'll tell you that. We're about to like revoke the state charter bank because of the LIBOR scandal. I mean, this is supposed to be a realistic interpretation of events, and this is something where they sort of fell through.
I guess maybe if I could offer a devil's advocate here, I guess it's because once you get too far into that thread, you're kind of straying away from the main storyline. But if you're going to start using details like that, then you do kind of have to follow through. So you got
to
tighten it up.
Find a way to, at least just like put it at everyone's.
What I thought was once Wayne lost all his money, I thought it was going to be a situation where like the SEC or whatever Gotham's equivalent would be would start like investigating Wayne, and they're getting closer and closer to finding.
That would be perfect. See, that's how he has to run from that identity.
So now he's kind of on the run from the authorities as Wayne. And as Batman.
Mm-hmm.
And meanwhile, you know, they're just kind of closing in on all sides, and maybe, like, even Wayne ends up in jail or something. I don't fucking know.
No, I would have loved that because it would point to an overarching theme that my friend Greg here had said earlier, which is in the second one, you know, they mention that you either die the good guy or live to see yourself become the villain. And that would have pointed to Batman getting very, very close to living to see himself become the villain. It would have been a really great circle back.
Right, exactly. Because that was the thing about The Dark Knight, too, is that it really ends in a perfect place for Batman. He's on the run from the cops. Like, he's still a good guy. But you know, now everybody thinks he's an asshole because everybody thinks he killed Two-Face.
Yeah.
So, you know, so he's just that kind of perfect unsung hero. It leaves him in a good spot.
Dent. He killed Dent.
What did I say?
Two-Face.
Right.
Because no one knows about Two-Face.
Nobody knows about Two-Face. Right.
That was another thing, too. That was a disappointment for me in this movie was that, Dark Knight ends, we don't really get to see much of Two-Face. You know, we see a lot of Harvey Dent, and we see his transformation, but we don't really get to see a lot of the crux of Two-Face's character as we know him. You know, he's kind of just, I don't want to call him bipolar, and I admit I'm not too terribly
familiar. But
he's got this warped sense of justice, like he still has it going. In the last half hour of The Dark Knight, he's really just, you know, killing people wantonly. Yeah. You know, he's pursuing
doing his dark side.
He feels that they
Dent.
Have done so wrong, that they deserve to be judged. Right. And he's the only one capable of it.
Yeah.
But that's why he's got the coin.
Right.
It's like, fair, arbitrary, you live or you die, you're on trial, let's go.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Okay. I guess I just feel like we didn't spend enough time with Two-Face. As Two-Face.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't want a 3-hour movie.
To be fair, he wasn't the Two-Face that we were expecting. I think his character was wonderful in the role that which he played. But
Harvey Dent
was
a great character.
Two-Face.
Yeah.
Harvey Dent was great.
Yeah, well acted, well written.
Two-Face looked wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But, no, I empathize with your point, though. I wish I had seen a little more Two-Face being Two-Face, you know?
Thing that Nolan did in the first two movies, at least, was he took all of this DC Comics Batman history and made it his own.
Yeah,
reinterpreted it. He brought it forward into a more realistic fashion. In the third one, there's all kinds of callbacks to the comics.
Yeah.
Like, John Blake's real name is Robin. There's Talia al Ghul. I'm just going to throw a bunch of shit in that I've been ignoring.
The Robin thing, you could see that fucking a mile away. That was a disappointment. I did not expect the Talia al Ghul thing. But then there's really no other. I mean, her role kind of serves a functional purpose in the story as Miranda Tate, and she's like part of this whole like clean project that Wayne's involved with.
But
it was totally like arbitrary and not involving.
How was the relationship between actually Miranda Tate and Bruce Wayne? Like,
because it's legit.
Talia al Ghul and Bruce Wayne. I remember from comics and any other.
Well, there's no relationship between Wayne or Batman with Talia, so they don't really explore that dynamic at all.
Hmm.
But with Miranda, there's a kind of like, okay, they're involved entrepreneurially.
And then they're working together for this clean energy thing.
And then they bang each other.
They feel like
Tony Stark comes in and goes, hey.
Right, yeah. Like, can I get on this?
Yeah.
I don't know what that was, but...
sorry, there's a falcon in the room, and we haven't been able to shoo it out.
It's just kind of hanging out right now.
I'm the falcon. That's who Batman's facing off against next, is the falcon. Oh, no, Falcone.
Blue Falcon?
Never mind.
Carmine Falcone was in
the first
one.
Blue Falcon and Dynamite versus Batman?
Dynamite.
Sorry.
Oh, God, you're right.
Yeah,
you are so right about your toplessness, because it is fucking hot in here.
Yeah, no, well, I made a decision
it
that
is,
I stopped
is,
with, and I just went with it. I mean, what can I say?
The sad thing is that Wyatt is so hairsuit that even topless,
he's
sweater clad.
I know.
No,
I
he's not. That's not a sweater.
Yeah.
I lived with a guy who had a sweater. Shit went down to his fucking knuckles.
Well, no, that's okay. That's kind of doing
but,
that. Okay.
No, like, you see how your
okay,
chest best
and
shoulders
and
are?
Arm warmers.
Yeah.
For what it's worth, though, hairiness is often a sign of abundant. Yeah, that's right. Abundant testosterone.
That's
so.
Exactly right. So
which means you
why
like.
Why I'll be having sex with your mother later.
Damn.
No, it's okay. I look forward to
Can
it.
Can I join in?
That's a second callback.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
that's right. Because, well,
nice.
We were talking about how I Frenched my mother in the first episode.
I would try. Well, I mean, you know, generally speaking, I like to stick to below the neck, but whatever you want to do.
Well, I'll go above the neck. You go below.
That's true. You're very caring.
I just
ate tender
food. I think it's coming back.
Yeah.
No, that's serious. Well, I'll have some more, by the way. I brought strawberries.
I'm eating, like, all the strawberries now. I'm like, dude, these things are good.
I'm sticking to the margaritas.
Yeah, well, there's no more beer, so.
Well, you know, and that's a real tragedy.
We got margaritas, though.
We got some
wine.
Jose Cuervo.
Nothing goes
like,
better
yeah.
than margaritas and wine, let me tell
Merlot.
You.
Yeah.
Oh, we have Merlot.
Yeah, not vinegar this time. Man,
so,
I
well,
sound
we
do
we know that?
On
don't,
this mic now.
Don't drink all this, because my mother is expecting it back.
In any event.
Is it your mom's?
Yeah. Well, you could bring
oh,
her.
Then I'm not drinking this. I thought this was like shit he left.
Why did she think you took it in the first place? Like, for her decoration?
She doesn't know.
Oh, that explains it.
I would like to mention, if it's not...
Daddy doesn't know! Daddy doesn't know!
Don't tell Scotty!
Yeah,
Scotty
doesn't
know!
but anyway. Yeah, Batman. Also, the whole... I don't know. I didn't like it.
Yeah. Oh, he fell down a well, and he had to, like, jump out of it.
Oh, yeah,
No one to, like,
when,
there was a bunch
so
of people there
Bane,
trying to help him
so
out.
Bane breaks Batman's back. And then,
he does?
And then the guy in the,
Well, that's what the character Bane was invented
and then
for.
The guy, that's fine.
To break
and then the guy back. In the pit just fucking
then,
pops it back into place.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
You've
well,
got
you,
a vertebra sticking
no,
from
No, sorry.
There was more of a punch back into place.
I'm sorry for a second. You gotta stop. Batman breaks, or Batman gets his back broken... It's fixed within 6 months, right? That's the fucking film. Like within 6 months of having your back, broken.
He just does a lot of
paralyzed.
Sit-ups.
He does a lot of sit-ups, and that
and that's
puts
how
his
he does
back
it.
Back. Yeah. Right?
Have you seen Christian Bale when he does sit-ups? Shit happens.
I would believe
that's,
Christian.
That's the
I'm
dumbest
say,
thing I've ever heard.
I'm gonna say they don't really say that his spine has been broken. That there's nerve cord damage. They say that a vertebrae has been popped out of place, which is
so
ridiculous. It would be indicative of having severe neurological damage, but they don't say that it did.
It's probably survivable.
Happen.
It's probably you can. It's probably
well,
recoverable, but I highly doubt in 6 months with no.
Medical. He's a Batman.
He not only did he get okay, he made the jump that no one else could do. He was able to perform
a child
feat.
Could make this jump.
Technically one other person who was a child.
Yeah, but the thing is,
I feel like he should have broken it at the end.
That would have been really nice.
Break him at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been a more fitting
especially
because
he's retiring
end
anyway.
To Batman.
Well, the theme of the movie
is rising. Why do we
coming
fall?
Back from a fall to pick yourself back up again.
But then he retires at the end, so
but,
that's not
okay,
really rising.
What I don't understand
he
really is
it.
Why did Chris Nolan not go with Nightfall? Why did he not bring it? Because it's like he made up a whole new Robin character, but you have Jean Paul Valley in the comics where this whole fucking thing comes from.
I'm going to say that your nerd rage is a little ridiculous.
It's a little intense.
I'm sorry, Jean Paul Valley is one of my favorite Batmans.
Which is ridiculous because he's a terrible character who was invented purely to make people say, Batman's you wanted more extreme?
Yeah.
Here's some extreme shit. Look how much it sucks.
But
you're a moron for asking for this in the first place.
Listen,
wait,
they started the character Azrael with that too, which has now become other characters who was also mentioned in Arkham City, who has become bigger character in the Batman mythos. Jean Paul Valley started it because his crazy fucking brain. I don't understand why Chris Nolan couldn't just reference that somehow. Like, instead of it being John Blake was Robin, like, his real name is Jean Paul Valley. Just to throw a nod to geeks.
They threw a nod to geeks by having John Blake's name be Robin. And honestly, John Blake is the hero of this movie. Does anyone disagree with that? It's, again, coming back to the theme of rising.
Yeah.
He's an orphan kid. He doesn't even have Bruce Wayne's money. But he picks himself up to become a cop, to become a detective, to become the Batman.
Let's talk about how he knows who Batman is.
Oh, yes. That's
a little
I can tell in your eyes. Give me a fucking break, dude. That's fucking
He saw something in Wayne that he knew.
I'm an orphan, too. Suck my cock.
I saw his eyes.
That's fucking terrible.
No,
Batman's
eyes. For a real reason. See, I liked that. I liked that part a lot. Where were you saying, like, you know, that the anger that sits in your bones, then people understand, and they say they always understand, and then but then they get tired of it. They expect it a bit better,
that's
and when
enough,
you don't, they
I
get sick of it.
I think that's enough of a reason for a suspicion.
I loved that.
That's enough of a reason for a suspicion,
mm-hmm.
But I don't feel like that's enough to confirm.
Well, the problem was
especially
Bruce Wayne was kind of like,
and
well,
cops understand the concept of evidence.
Yes.
You know? It's not what you know, it's what you can prove. Also, I'd like to point out, Batman and Bruce Wayne disappear at the same time for the same amount of time.
Nobody notices?
Nobody notices.
Well,
Gotham is not worth saving. Gotham is a bunch of fucking idiots. If this shit keeps happening, just move the fuck out.
He doesn't live in
Come
Gotham, DC. That's like a big, wide open field. What's his house in the middle of Central Park? What's going on here?
No,
wait, he's taking the train every day.
Well, in the Dark Knight. In the Dark Knight.
You should really know your jurisdiction.
Is Wayne Manor within the city limits?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah, but
don't
well,
they say that in the first thing? They go like, Wayne Manor's in the Palisades.
Yeah.
Isn't the Palisades outside New York?
Yeah, that's outside of New York. No,
well, Gotham isn't New York.
He's got to be deep into, like, Queens or something
but
like
Gotham's
that.
But Gotham's right next to New York.
Palisades in New Jersey.
It's
which is actually not really that hot. You know, like, you wouldn't expect to see Wayne Manor in the Palisades.
No.
Well, they do have a wonderful mall.
What?
And right across the river, you get the Cloisters, which is beautiful.
Right. Actually, that would make more sense. Wow. Okay.
Local references, if anyone's listening.
Yeah.
New York, New Jersey, woot woot.
Look, we're broadcasting from South Orange.
Don't tell them that.
Then our rabid
it's
fans
not,
will
had
find
a beer.
Us.
I can't be held responsible for what
Listen,
I
had as the bird. Handsome one, I fear for my safety from our rabid internet
fans. I'm not saying...
They always go after the handsome ones first.
You know who our fans are?
Us.
Like, Ryan Wilson. And my mom.
Did your mom listen to the
show? My mom listened to the first one.
What did she think?
So she thought she was like, oh, well, that's nice.
What did she think about me?
What about your
about
sisters?
Your
sisters? I don't think they've listened to it,
your
actually.
Your sisters wouldn't be into it.
Yeah, probably not, because they're like, oh, that's my brother. I don't fucking want to listen to his dumbass. So,
your brother and his handsome friends.
Really handsome
they
friend. I am a hideous beast of a shit.
Really?
Okay,
but Wyatt's got a big dick.
That's what I hear, Butter Slip just took off his shirt. He just took off his shirt to show
Don't
us how big a dick he has.
Oh, God.
Gentlemen.
There it goes.
We're getting all the closer.
Oh, you know, thank you for reminding me, actually. I wanted to address an issue today that's very near and dear to my heart.
My
that's
dick.
My balls. Close.
It's the hot box.
Yesterday, I was playing around, and I was mock jerking off in front of my friends, and apparently I accidentally showed them my balls. And I didn't realize that I was actually showing them my balls.
I realized it, and I have to tell you right now, it was a wonderful highlight of my day.
It turns out I have some holes in my shorts I didn't realize were there.
You had concentric fucking holes.
I didn't even realize.
How do you have a concentric hole? How is there a hole inside
holes.
A hole? There's a hole. There's nothing inside the hole.
There's
where
a
you
hole
make
in
another
the shorts.
Hole.
That's just how
there's
I
a
roll.
Hole in the underwear. Concentric holes.
It's kind of hilarious, actually.
It's a hole
I didn't
within a hole. We got a dome within a dome.
I was in Dome Depot.
You realize when you were in the bathroom, would you like bend over in front of the mirror?
No,
like,
I was cleaning my air conditioner today. So I'm a little high on Lysol and bleach right now, actually.
It's kind of fucked up.
But I was crouching down and I felt my balls penetrate the layer of my shorts. So I was like, oh my god.
Sounds like hot action to me.
I was like, oh, I actually showed my friends, my balls yesterday. Yeah. I thought they were just joking.
No!
So I got suddenly...
Why would we be joking?
We don't joke about your balls. They're true
if
things.
If we were joking about...
So
you,
I
like,
actually
you
showed you guys my balls yesterday.
Yes, you
and
your
now
nuts.
I'm fucking mortified.
No.
Which is why you're talking about it on a podcast.
Yes.
Well, no one listens to this, so it's fine.
Yeah.
Except for Ryan Wilson and your mom.
You gave us... what was that? The goat? I think you really gave us the goat unintentionally.
I really
yeah,
didn't.
Yeah, no, yeah, yeah, no, it worked out.
Are we now talking about waiting?
Wait, because the goat technically determines that you have to stick your dick between your legs and bend over, so you have the balls and the little part of the dick hanging up.
Oh, but we see now we
just
have
his nuts. So technically, it was like the brain.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Fair. All right.
Well,
it did have a sweet, smooth contour to the whole.
Right. I was going to ask you, what'd you guys think?
I think they look like God's elbow skin.
Yeah.
No, I was going to say, I didn't really see much. Yeah.
Pass on the Dark Knight Rises. Go see Echo's balls.
Two thumbs way up.
It'll be in red box near you.
All right, so we've heard a lot of the negatives, but let's go into what's good about this movie, because right now I'm sitting here going, I'm just never going to watch this movie.
Last episode, I talked about how I was not too thrilled about Anne Hathaway as Catwoman.
This is true. Yeah.
I want to say this was a complete polar reversal for me. I thought Catwoman and Anne Hathaway were actually the strongest element of the movie. I wish there was more of her. It's one of the few times where the movie is actually having some fun. Like when you're watching her episodes. Don't. Come. Stop. Stop. I'm trying to do a thing here. Great.
I know.
I'm
all
trying
over.
To do your thing here, baby.
Yeah.
No, Anne Hathaway was amazing.
She was awesome.
There were
she was
two
the best
points
part.
Where I was like, wow, that woman is a really good actor.
Yeah.
And you know what? I bought her as a legit criminal.
Yeah.
I bought her as someone who wants to reform from her criminal ways. I bought her as someone who is capable of legitimate violence.
I feel like she was just kind of around, though, in the third half.
Her
role could have been filled by anybody. Like, she just kind of filled a functional part. Like, her personality just kind of
got
to the wayside.
The most important thing she was his rock.
I think that's a waste of her personality and the character that they set up in the film.
I would love to see
more of it. She's so much fun. She was just a lot of fucking fun.
Yeah. Do those heels make it hard to walk?
You keep trying to.
Oh, jeez.
It's the little things. But absolutely. Anne Hathaway was a really wonderful, engaging piece of that movie.
Other good actors?
Gary
Oldman?
Yes.
Always a treat as
really,
Jim Gordon.
You know, as you guys might have mentioned, not or maybe seeing the character Robin coming from far away, and maybe this is just because I love the movie Brick so much, when Joseph Gordon-Levitt is in
that...
Fucking fantastic. When Joseph Gordon-Levitt is in a detective role, I mean, I think he just nails it. You know, he absolutely nails it. He's got that seriousness, he's got that straightforwardness that absolutely gets you sort of wrapped into
it. The kid's a serious actor, man.
Yeah.
The second I saw a publicity photo of Joseph Gordon-Levitt as a detective,
yeah, you're like cop.
I was like,
Robin.
I was like, he's going to be the next Batman. I thought Bruce Wayne was going to die and that the legacy would be passed on to Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Damian
Wayne
doesn't exist
because he was with Talia al Ghul for one night.
And she made a clone of him and shit.
Let's talk about the ending. You think you're going to get kind of an ending that you expect with Chris Nolan, is that he likes to do an ambiguous ending.
Yeah, didn't he do an Inception-style ending?
He plays it up to be like that, and then it ends up, Wayne's actually there.
Very Hollywood. It's very
Hollywood. It was a real kind of... It was just not good. How did he survive the explosion?
Yeah.
Yes, he dropped the bomb off. Okay, fine.
Was the tidal wave?
But there's
that
no
killed
point.
Everyone in
there's no point where he could have escaped because you see him in the pilot seat.
Yeah.
as
a good
in the bat
5 seconds
in the bat as he leaves the city limits. There's like a minute left.
Yeah.
There's no point way where he could have gotten.
No way.
You know what I would
have
loved to have seen right there is a quick throwback reference to some days you just can't get rid of a bomb. That would have been perfect.
Adam West running down the street.
The Ducks. He saw the Ducks. He's like, I can't do it.
Yeah.
You have to bat too, see.
Yeah, just very, like, when you think about the way, how tightly written and tightly plotted The Dark Knight is.
Yeah. This is very sloppily written.
Yeah, it's real sloppy. I remember even seeing. I remember when I saw The Dark Knight for the first time, and they start introducing people like Lau, and I know Maroni was in the Batman mythos already. But when you first see the movie, you're like, all right, are they going to really be treading? It seems like they're going to be treading too far away from the core story of Batman and, you know, his nemesis and the people that support him and people that are against him. And then you realize it's like, no, they're actually very intricately entwined. They're not wasted characters. They're not just there to fulfill a function. They're useful.
Right.
In this one, people are just kind of around to be around. Like the deputy commissioner, played by Matthew Modine. Every time I see him on screen, all I think of is Two-Face, because he bears a striking resemblance to Aaron Eckhart, for one thing.
I did feel there was a point to that character when he hides away from Gordon. He doesn't want to work with the police anymore. He wants to keep his head down. Gordon comes in and talks to him. You can't just keep your head down. If you want to get it fixed, you have to work to fix it from the inside. I thought it was little bit preachy, a little bit messagey, but there was a reason for the character and his actions.
I feel like you could fulfill that emotional change, that kind of A to B emotional progress, with, frankly, any of the other characters that were there. Like, maybe he could have even had that relationship with Blake, since they're both cops. You know?
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, I think that that character sort of fulfilled it perfectly, especially the earlier build up to him being like the dick cop. Like, no, we're going to chase Batman. This is our chance to catch him.
Yeah. I'm going to be what Jim Gordon never could.
Yeah. Or I feel like you could have even, like,
even he rallied to the cause.
You could have even done that with Gordon himself. Now, like after the whole bullshit where Batman is on the run in the end of Dark Knight, Gordon has to answer for his alliance with Batman. So now Gordon has to pretend like he's after Batman, even though he knows better. So now he has to kind of pretend. Do you know what I mean?
Well,
so now
to be fair, they did do that at the end of Dark Knight. He turns his back on Batman. He smashes the bat signal. He gives the order that we are going to chase him.
Right. I just feel like you could follow that idea through further, I guess.
What did you think?
You know, I mean, and I'm just sort of thinking, like, chronologically in order. I mean, one, you've got the action. You've got the breaking into the bank, into the stock exchange scene, which I think was wonderfully well done. When Bane walks in, he starts immediately kicking the crap out of all the cops around. And they're tons of cops in that area. It was wonderful to see. When Batman's running from the police, it was a really great chase scene, I think. I hate to get to this so early on because I think this is the climax of really the wonderment, but when the police finally break out of that 3 months of being underground and getting food lowered to them, and they're getting ready to kick the crap kick the crap out of all those criminals who've taken over the city, and they have the weapons, and they see tanks, and they keep walking, and I felt such power there. It was such an awesome scene. And then they're just walking, and they're going, and they're going, and as soon as Batman blows up the tanks and they start running, they're like, yes! And they're shooting at them, and people are dying, and they're like, they're just gonna ready to kick the shit out of them. You know it's good. It was so good. And so, yeah, they had some really good scenes, and I liked where the movie was going, and I liked the concept of he rises. This is the ultimate fall and the ultimate rise back up again, and he lost everyone. He lost Alfred. It was just him trying to get his shit back together. And honestly, I mean, I thought that was an immersive and wonderful experience.
He lost his money. Mm. He lost his health. He lost his only friend in the world. He lost all of his allies, his power, his position. He has nothing. And he builds it back up, and then the man rises.
Yeah, absolutely.
And honestly, I saw that movie, and I was getting like, yo, this is some emotional shit. I'm getting choked up. I'm getting pumped up. I don't know where I'm going. It tugs at you, and you do feel it. There are parts where you're like, well, I don't really care about this. But then the next part, you're like, fuck yes, this is a fucking awesome.
And that's the thing. I mean, I think this movie tried to do, it was one of those overly ambitious movies. Kind of, it didn't fall nearly as hard as Spider-Man 3, which really should have been two or three movies. But it did try to put so much into that 2-3 hour time span, which it, where it starts to feel shortened, it starts to feel a little contrived, and it lost a little of that touch of the realism. But again, at the same time, I walked out of that movie theater very happy. I loved the way it went. I loved the ending. As ridiculous as it was that Bruce Wayne is sitting around Europe, and everyone's like, it's just some guy. And Alfred sees him and doesn't go over and say hi like he said he would.
No,
as ridiculous,
he said he wasn't.
Yeah,
you
don't know.
Say a word, I don't say a word.
No, I know.
But we know that you made it.
But my point is, even though he said that, really, you're going to go over and say hi. I mean, you thought the guy was dead. Really, you're going to go over and say hi. But nonetheless, and I thought it was beautifully done. I thought it was an ending, and candidly, Robin's character might have seemed a little, you could see that coming from a mile away. But, I like the fact that it continued. The story went full circle. It was well written in that regards, in the overarching theme. It's just, the thing about The Dark Knight that made it such a simpler movie, it was just his fight with Joker. And
well, that's
so,
not true.
So he just continues
not,
to build on that. No, you're right. Okay,
there's
the
a lot going
part.
On. You know, he's fighting the mob.
Yeah.
He's fighting Two-Face. There's actually, you know, for how much superhero movies, comic book movies, are guilty of squeezing too much into their stories, The Dark Knight is surprisingly tight because he's fighting a whole bunch of different. There's a whole bunch of different things being thrown at Wayne and at Batman. But they're all pretty tightly woven together.
You're right. I mean, okay, think in terms of action, right? Like the scene where he has to chase after, I forgot, Lin his name?
No, Lau.
Lau. I'm so sorry. I'm thinking of the basketball player.
Basketball player, yeah.
So he,
you
he
racist
Lau.
Bastard.
You know, do what I can. Only one man. and that's fair.
Is it my fault they all look the same?
I didn't program their genetic code, really.
Maybe I will.
Batman.
And Lucius Fox yelling at him, you've altered all these people's genetic code just to spy on them? Well, yeah.
That, I thought was good. He toned down the voice for this one.
Cause
in the
well,
because
Bane fucking kidnaps that from him. I'm Gotham's reckoning.
Do you feel in control? No, I feel like
every impression I hear of Bane makes him not sound anything like he's South American. But
he's
more
not
like he's
South
German.
American. And the fact that he isn't, I know is going to set off your nerd rage again. He's not from Santa Prisca. He's from, you know, like Uzbekistan or some shit like that.
Oh,
whatever.
Oh, that's another thing. Yeah,
it works.
I didn't understand where he was
Wayne
getting
just
bad
walks
guy.
Back from Uzbekistan.
That's true. I thought that the first time. I was like.
But you figure all his resources.
He's got
right.
no money.
Batman
he's got no
right.
Alfred.
Right.
How the fuck does he get here? And the second time I saw it, it really does take him like 3 weeks.
Oh, okay.
Like, the bomb's going to go off in 23
also,
days.
How does
he gets back there. The bomb's going off
just
tomorrow.
Show up in Gotham again. Now, listen, I know. I mean, you can argue that, okay,
movie.
Bruce Wayne, Batman, resourceful guy. He, you know, you don't need to show every little piece of information. You know, you can suss that out from his character. But it would have been nice to just have that addressed in some fashion. It was like, hey, how'd you get back in the city?
And then Batman Begins, he found his way back, didn't he?
Well, that's when he had Alfred pick him up.
Gotham wasn't on lockdown at the time.
And he had Alfred pick him up in a private plane.
Yeah.
Which was shown on the screen.
Like in Dark Knight, when he goes to, is it Kuala Lumpur?
Yeah.
Hong Kong, excuse me. You know, they show him on the boat with the broads. You know, they did the Hulk speech. You know, local billionaire absconds with, Valley Troop, right?
Yeah.
Troop. They show
something
it,
we didn't record,
even though
Jackass.
You don't need to know. I mean, the motherfucker's rich.
No,
he can just fucking go to Hong Kong, but you explain it anyway because it's just, it helps, characterize and explain the plot. It helps explain the story and it helps explain the character.
It's the realism.
Yeah.
You know, the realism is so important to this genre. You know, if we're going to start comparing this to other movies that maybe you guys have discussed, I wasn't there for it, but the Avengers, right, which I actually haven't seen it either. Some of you guys can play the same role with me.
What's that?
So, the Avengers. I haven't seen the Avengers. That's
wait,
all.
Wait, what is that?
The movie?
I've never heard of this.
Yeah, what is this?
The Avengers? Am I wrong?
Wait,
am I saying this wrong?
When did this come out?
Because I didn't see it.
Oh, you mean with Ralph Fiennes and Uma Thurman?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Help.
That was a piece of shit.
Oh, Sean Connery was
well
bad at that movie.
Yeah, with Teddy Bear.
Terrible. And
help
it should,
help me with the name, because I haven't seen
the Avengers.
I am Ralph Fiennes. anyway, sorry. Yes, we've seen The Avengers.
both of them.
It was good.
Yeah, yeah, but my point was, this was the big difference. And I always thought it was ridiculous when people were comparing Dark Knight and Iron Man, right? Back when the Dark Knight first came out, and everyone was like, what was better, Dark Knight or Iron Man? And I was like, that's, you're comparing apples and a steak.
Two different, two different movies. And they're both awesome.
Yeah, yeah, fair enough. I mean, but the thing that always
not
made
everything
Dark Man
has
so
be,
good.
You know, high theater. Sometimes it can just be mindless escapism.
Exactly. But it takes such skill to pull off that realism. You know, to think that that's happening around you in these fantastic comic book events, right? And I felt like at the end of this, even though they shot more pictures of a real place, which is New York, you feel less connected to a reality at the end of it than you did with The Dark Knight.
Yeah,
you're kind of seeing Joker happening.
Less immersed.
Yeah.
How much character development is actually in the movie, too?
I mean,
is Batman still just Batman the while you're seeing Bane evolve into something, or Bane's just the big bad guy entire time?
Bane
starts out as like a Howard Hughes type. He's a recluse. He's been hanging out in his mansion for like 8 years.
The only thing he cares about is his parents' death and Harvey.
Which he should really
murder.
Get the fuck over. He's 40 now. Shut up and get over it.
And he's not Batman.
Huh?
Then he's never Batman.
He's so
get over it, I'm Batman.
Well, that was actually addressed in the movie. Like, they understand for so long, but when you can't get over it, they think there's something wrong with you. And honestly,
Alfred
there is something wrong with Batman.
Oh, he's on the border.
He's crazy.
He lives on the edge.
He's legitimately not well.
No. He's never crazy enough for me.
That's...
I don't
rock you, Bats! Where is he?
That's when Gene
they did have a great
"Where
is he?" cameo at the very end when he started asking where the bomb is.
Where is
that's,
he?
That's the point of
you would never give the trigger up. You would never give the trigger up.
What I would have loved to see is,
why are you trying to kill me? Why are you trying to kill me?
Don't chase me, bro.
I also would have liked to seen him start like dropping away from his voice a little more. You know, because as he's starting to drop away from that character, you know, at the very end when he's talking to Commissioner Gordon and he's saying, even when you throw a coat around a kid to let him know that the world didn't end, if he had said that in his regular voice and then Commissioner Gordon had said Bruce Wayne, I think that would have really.
That's another thing too.
Scene.
Yeah, the way Gordon learns that Wayne's Batman.
Yeah,
very kind of haphazard, just thrown in.
He walks up to him in a suit and goes,
"He's like, that's the only time I ever gave a coat to someone."
That should be a real dramatic emotional resolution. Frankly, I thought it was going to happen at the end of the Dark Knight.
Yeah.
Like when
that would have been
like when
better.
Two-Face goes, you guys haven't lost anything. And then he just pushes off his fucking mask is like, no. See, I did too.
And that would take away from the fact that Gordon's whole position is who Batman is doesn't matter. Batman does what Batman does, and what he is Batman. Bruce is trying to get some closure because he's trying to get rid of this life, and he's trying to do what Alfred suggested and move on to rise to a higher plane of existence, to make it into a real life for himself, not just sacrificing Batman night after night. And then he's like, I'm going to close this out. Gordon, you are my ally. You are my friend. And honestly, when I was 8 years old, you fucking saved me, bro. I thought that was legit.
Okay.
Word.
I'll let it. Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right, so then
he sold me.
So basically, it's an all right movie. It's got enough in it so you're going to be drawn to the characters if you like the characters. It'll
Which
take
you
on.
Do.
Enough, I do like the characters. So I don't know. I'm still not totally convinced, but I'm not.
The
gonna
two
knock
problems
it.
I had going in. Anne Hathaway doesn't work as Catwoman. Yes, she fucking does. She's amazing. Tom Hardy doesn't work as Bane. Yes, he does. His voice is ridiculous.
Right.
But honestly, he is legitimately scary.
And he's got the respirator.
And I buy that he's frightening.
Right.
If you're ever going to see the movie, see it on the big screen.
That'll...
Get the spectacle. Absorb it all. Don't wait for video. Because honestly, if you're there watching it at home alone, and you're going to want to fast forward through some parts.
I was disappointed
because
with it, but I'll
parts.
Even recommend, you're
see
right. See it in the theater.
No, IMAX. Not just any theater.
Oh, well, it's not in the IMAX anymore.
We saw it at the Liberty Science Center IMAX, and even though that should have been awesome.
That's the biggest one.
But it's curved.
It's curved. It distorted the image. Something awful. Something awful. It was dark.
I thought that
would be
better.
The screen itself was not properly lit. It was like way too. It was like a struggle to kind of see it. You just lose something. Like go see it on the IMAX in Lincoln Center.
Yeah, Yeah, that's right. Where I saw it.
Or the Lincoln Garden? Center, that's the one where I saw Dark Knight.
Jersey Gardens,
and it was
IMAX?
Fucking awesome. I think so, too, yeah.
Yeah, well, Jersey
that's
Gardens,
but that's not a real IMAX.
Times
that's
Square.
The fake IMAX.
Oh, is it?
So, yo, if you have to look it
it's
up.
It's the same IMAX film, isn't it?
No, no, what happens is, though, they at one point, right before Avatar came out, they like greatly reduced what you could the restrictions on what you could call an IMAX theater.
Oh.
And so that Jersey Gardens is one of those much more reduced IMAXs. You go to the one in Times Square, that's like one of the original IMAXs. That holds to that whole original set of standards.
So I'm getting is, go see the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Go see it on big screen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not already convinced, y'all are saying do it. I'm probably not, but, you know.
Honestly?
I'll see the movie.
Worst of the three Nolan Batflex.
Yeah.
Yes.
But
okay.
Not a bad movie. Disappointing, because it should have been great, and it was
I'm a big fan of Christopher Nolan. I remember I was like I remember seeing Memento 10 years ago. Loved
it.
God, I saw Insomnia, and even
that
though
was good.
Insomnia is a good movie, maybe not great,
it's not
but
best.
But it's a solid. Yeah, I was gonna say whip it out.
Done. Hold on.
Batman Begins, awesome. Prestige, awesome. Dark Knight, awesome. Inception, awesome. I know you disagree with me.
Dick on Tobin's microphones?
Is that real?
You like that, Tobin?
He'll appreciate it.
Yeah, no,
you know,
no.
He'll never listen
There's
to
no
this
way.
Either.
He'll
no.
never,
he'll never
know.
Know
that
he'll
this
never
happens.
Know. He'll have a vague... He'll like... You know, he'll be able to sniff
this,
it, but he'll never know.
This mic smells
like
kind of sexy.
Girlfriend. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
But yeah, I feel like this was not only the weakest of the Batman movies, but probably Nolan's weakest movie.
All right, so I guess that pretty much wraps up the Batman discussion. Go see it in a movie theater if you have the opportunity. Go see it in IMAX. I'm not, but I guess
do what I say, not what I do.
Yeah, no, the general consensus from here is go see it in IMAX.
Yeah,
the Dark Knight
definitely.
Rises is the movie the world deserves, but not the one it necessarily needs.
Just
now. Good one. All right, so for this week, I guess that's RLD.
Ladies of Radioland, thank you very much for listening to us. This is Echo signing off.
Okay, bye, Wyatt.
This is G-Money. Peace out, y'all.
All right, I'm Mo. We'll see you guys another day.
No, we will not see them.
Yeah, well, you'll hear us.